Okay, welcome back.
Yep.
Fuel of Fire, and this is soon to be the origin story, the worldview origin type story.
Kind of the fundamental defining myth.
Yes. Of the baby monkey, Jesus.
Wow.
So here goes.
All right.
And on the first day, that was not a day, but a moment in time with no celestially relevant objects so as to give a day meaning, there was an explosion of matter and energy that over a vast expanse of time and interaction through the amalgamation of gravity, weak and strong nuclear forces, electromagnetic forces, gave rise to a sun and a planet, many suns and many planets, and the Lord, our primordial monkey of probability and happenstance, said, "Let there be guanine, and let that guanine code for an enzyme, so that there might be cytosine, and let that cytosine code for an enzyme, so that there might be more guanine." And so, the primordial monkey of probability and happenstance said, "Let there be a synergy that lies in an entropy gradient, a synergy on a planet between the sun and the vast expanse of outer space, and let that synergy accumulate negative entropy, life, and let that life be fruitful and vegetable-full and floriful and fauna-full, but not so full as to overshoot and collapse, unless probability and happenstance should so dictate." And the primordial monkey saw and made the subjective judgment that it was good. Many millions, billions of years passed. Bacteria harnessed the light of the sun to chemically reduce carbon, used that reduced carbon as a source of energy. The invention of photosynthesis drastically altered the atmosphere from a reduced atmosphere to an oxygenated atmosphere. Those bacteria formed colonies, and those colonies gave rise to plants. Still, other non-photosynthetic colonies of bacteria organized into worms, and the primordial monkey of probability and happenstance said, "Let ontogeny recapitulate phylogeny," and it did. And the primordial monkey of probability and happenstance saw that it did, and made the subjective judgment that it was good. Still, more time passed. Worms took to the water and earth, the bowels of other organisms, and the monkeys took to the trees. One day, a race of monkeys left the trees, scavenging grubs, fruit, and carrion on the African savanna. These monkeys began to walk upright, learned to communicate, and invested their evolutionary energy in increasing the size of their frontal lobe. These monkeys developed myths of stealing fire and knowledge from gods they created, gods they thought much like themselves. And over still more time, these monkeys became arrogant jerks that believed their own mythology. And so, as it was that these monkeys became arrogant jerks, some of them remained open-minded, with ties to their natural origins. These monkeys sought truth, and on the longest night of the year, when the moon hung in the sky like a giant banana, they followed it. And after a great time, becoming quite confused and exhausted, as the banana plotted a course from horizon to horizon, they found the monkey Mary, twisting, contorting, and howling in the contractions of birth. Soon after their arrival, they witnessed the birth of baby monkey Jesus, who, under the bright light of the banana moon, saw his shadow and darted back into his mother's womb. And the monkey Mary did proclaim unto the assembled monkeys the beginning of winter.